Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Press freedom in Hong Kong received another devastating blow when authorities stormed the offices of the popular newspaper Apple Daily and arrested two senior executives and three top editors. Dozens of hard drives were seized in the raid, and the paper's financial accounts were frozen. Apple Daily was founded by pro-democracy activist Jimmy Lai, who is currently serving multiple jail sentences because of his participation in anti-government protests that swept Hong Kong in 2019. Authorities said the charges being investigated include collusion with a foreign country or with external elements to endanger national security. The United States strongly condemned the arrests. At a press briefing, State Department spokesperson Ned Price said, "We are deeply concerned by Hong Kong authorities' selective use of the national security law to arbitrarily target independent media organizations. The charges appear to be entirely politically motivated. We deplore the reported assertion by a Hong Kong police official that articles published in Apple Daily are evidence of what they call the, quote, conspiracy to collude with foreign forces. As we all know, exchanging views with foreigners in journalism should never be a crime." Spokesperson Price said the U.S. is concerned over increased efforts by authorities to wield the national security law as a tool to suppress independent media, to silence dissenting views, and to stifle freedom of expression. These actions undermine Beijing's obligation under the Sino-British Joint Declaration, which is a binding international agreement to uphold Hong Kong's high degree of autonomy and protected rights and freedoms. "We call on authorities to stop targeting the independent and free media," declared Mr. Price. "Efforts to stifle media freedom and to restrict the free flow of information not only undermine Hong Kong's democratic institutions, but they also hurt Hong Kong's credibility and viability as an international hub."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.